Here's the real reason Social Security is in danger that nobody's talking about. It's not just because too many boomers like me are retiring. It's because of inequality. Now, I don't want to alarm you. Social Security is still helping us oldies enjoy our golden years, mostly on the pickleball court, but only for so long. Social Security is one of the most popular and successful government programs ever created, not only helping retirees, but it's also keeping 26 million people out of poverty. Yet here's the problem. It's going to run out of money before you can ever receive it if the rich don't start paying their fair share. The trustees of Social Security, of which yours truly was once a member, back when I had thicker hair, say the program will only be able to pay full benefits until 2033. After that, Social Security will only be able to dole out roughly 77% of benefits. Why? It's not the reason that many seem to think.
And we're going to have more and more baby boomers who are going to be collecting Social Security.
Boomer retirees like me might be soaking up some sun, but we're not soaking up all of the program's funds. The Social Security trustees anticipated the boom in boomer retirements. This is why Social Security was amended back in 1983 to gradually increase the age for collecting full retirement benefits from age 65 to age 67. That change is helping finance the boomers' retirement. What did the trustees fail to anticipate? A much larger chunk of the nation's total income is now going to the top compared to decades ago. But income subject to the Social Security payroll tax is capped. No dollar of earnings above the cap is taxed. The cap in 2023 is $160,200. So as the rich have become far richer, more and more of the nation's total income has escaped the Social Security payroll tax. For example, a CEO earning $20 million a year pays Social Security taxes on roughly 1% of their income, while a worker earning under the cap pays Social Security taxes on 100% of their income. As more of the nation's income has gone to the super rich, logically, a larger share of the nation's income goes untaxed for Social Security. This is why widening inequality has cost the Social Security Trust Fund an estimated $1.4 trillion since 1983. The solution is obvious. It's time to scrap the cap and make the rich pay more in Social Security taxes. One plan introduced in Congress would eliminate the cap on earnings over $250,000 and also subject investment income to Social Security taxes. It's estimated that this would extend the solvency of Social Security for the next 75 years without raising taxes on 93% of American households. This is where you come in. Share this video and help spread the word about the real threat to Social Security and what can be done about it. If we want to ensure Social Security's long-term future and that working people can retire with dignity, we must make the wealthy pay their fair share.